Well, I think they're very disappointing indeed, and I think the problem with the legislation is that it's not being properly implemented by local authorities. And I think they now need to, given these new figures on the A&E presentations because of dog bites, some of them extremely serious indeed, then every council in Scotland now has to take this issue much more seriously, and through environmental health officers and others, they now need to very aggressively implement the legislation.
So ultimately you're saying this is a responsibility of councils?
Councils and the police are both involved, but I think the councils really need to take the lead, because what we want are preventive measures rather than waiting till something happens and then the damage is done. And I think the main focus of activity there is from the local authorities. There's many things they can do. For example, I'm dealing with a number of constituency cases at the moment where the local authority isn't even enforcing its own lease arrangements, whereby people are keeping dogs, some of which in my belief are dangerous, in flats, council flats. So one of the first things they can do is enforce the conditions of their own leases for tenants, that you cannot keep a dog where the lease says you cannot keep a dog, and particularly if it's a dangerous dog where you're requiring to put up a notice, beware of the dog. There shouldn't be a dog to beware of.
What about the legislation then? Is there room perhaps to strengthen the legislation as it stands just now?
Absolutely. I think the government should commission a review of the legislation and to look at what else needs to be done. This was a first attempt. I actually think that we do need, the number of serious incidents as such, we now do need to review the legislation and decide if we need further legislation, stronger legislation, and also look at the penalties for people whose dogs do the damage, who bite, and in some cases really create serious assaults on people. And I think we should look at further measures so that people are absolutely forced to control their dogs.